Welcome to Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns in Our Space Industry, where we interview today's movers and shakers, launching us into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, giving you a first look at the space industry's who's who. Our next guest is a PhD chartered psychologist with specialties in neuroscience, stress, and digital therapy, the co-author of Star Sailor, a children's book with Frank White, and lectures at the Kepler Space Institute. Hello, who in the space world are you?
Hi, I'm Dr. Anahita Nizami. I'm a chartered psychologist. I'm also the founder of Earthscape VR and Overview Effect Therapy.
What does that mean? What do you do all day?
First and foremost, I am a mother to my gorgeous daughter. I'm also kind of a digital nomad. I'm the founder of Earthscape VR. We're a social impact company, and I lead the creative and research side of things. That includes researching digital therapy, emotions like awe, and the psychological impact of the human nature connection. And this, of course, taps into the therapeutic value of salutogenic experiences like the overview effect and seeing how these experiences impact our mental health.
As Earthscape VR's founder, you are developing a revolutionary therapy no one has done before. Can you tell us about your overview effect workshops and therapy?
At Earthscape VR, basically we create evidence-based VR journeys inspired by powerful experiences like the overview effect. So imagine strapping on a headset and diving into experience that combines music, lights, and some serious mind-expanding techniques. It's not just about escaping reality, it's also about tapping into a whole new mode of consciousness. We're talking about sessions that help you reach that state of zen more easily, where your mind transcends the everyday chaos and finds its center.
Brilliant. How did this all start?
During my PhD research, which I was fortunate enough to interview 7 NASA astronauts about the overview effect, I thought, how can we harness this amazing feeling that comes about for the betterment of humanity, and how can we improve mental health? So really, it's about salutogenic experiences, how we can strengthen our connection to nature, how we can give people doses of powerful emotions like awe and compassion, how we can help train individuals to reach meditative states more effectively. So they have numerous health benefits. So Earthscape VR is not just a business. It's been my personal mission for almost 10 years to redefine how we use VR and how it impacts our lives.
The relaxing music in your Earthscape VR therapy is unlike anything I've heard before. What are the reasons behind selecting those hertz? Can you tell us the neurology behind it?
So imagine wearing headphones and listening to 2 slightly different frequencies, one in each ear. These binaural beats are so close together that your brain combines them and creates the 3rd internal frequency. And here's when the magic happens. This newly created pulse, binaural beat, syncs with specific brain waves, and these beads can nudge your brain into different states like relaxation, focus, or even heightened creativity. So it's not just about what you hear, it's about how you feel, people's nervous systems and brain states, and how we can unlock our full potential. So when we say we're taking you on a journey, we mean it in every sense. Engage the mind, the body, and the soul.
What's something on the horizon that you're excited to see happen soon?
Well, I'm an author. I have a book that's being released that I've co-authored with Frank White, the very well-known space philosopher. We've poured our passion into a children's book called Star Sailor, The Overview Effect Chronicles, which taps into the overview effect and the awe of space exploration to inspire children to reach for the stars. It's a journey through the wonder of space exploration and the transformative overview effect. It's a story of resilience, and you can find it on Amazon. It's going to be a delightful gift. It's aimed at young minds 6 to 11 years old for your budding space enthusiasts.
Wonderful. Anything else?
We've also joined forces with Brett Hofstadt. He's written a book called Goodnight Moonbase to bring book signings, STEAM projects, and reading events to schools. So these books aren't just tales, they're catalysts for inspiration in the next generation. And they're our way of trying to bring the overview effect down to earth.
What's something you haven't done in your career yet, but would like to?
We would love to work with the World Analog Project on research, as we're gearing up to conduct our VR study across multiple analog sites simultaneously. It's an ambitious endeavor, and we're currently preparing to apply for funding.
Okay, VC investors listening, reach out to Dr. Nizami.
Ultimately, our aim is to explore innovative ways VR can serve as a support and lifeline in remote settings, enhancing well-being and performance for those navigating austere spaces.
All right, now it's time for our rapid-fire fill-in-the-blanks. Are you ready?
I am.
At work, I'm known for...
working very hard and saying it as it is.
I'd like to be remembered for...
being the first person who creates overview effect therapy for terrestrial and extraterrestrial worlds.
My advice to the next generation looking to do what I do is...
knowledge is power. Find good mentors and don't be afraid of failing.
Excellent. The music that gets me going and I want to hear on IROC Space Radio is...
I'm Always Chasing Rainbows by Alice Cooper.
Perfect. Thank you for brightening our horizons today, Dr. Nizami.
It's been my absolute pleasure.
This has been Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns in Our Space Industry, where we interview today's movers and shakers, launching us into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, and I've given you a first look at the space industry's who's who.